Cảm ơn quý vị thính giả vẫn tiếp tục giữ làn sóng phát thanh của Radio Sài Gòn Dallas 1160 AM. Nhã Quyên Nguyên Hoàng kính mời quý thính giả cùng đến với chương trình Cùng Nhau Học Hỏi với anh Bùi Hữu Liêm. Và lời đầu tiên, Nhã Quyên Nguyên Hoàng kính gửi lời chào đến anh.
Bùi Hữu Liêm xin chào Nhã Quyên với chào anh Nguyên Hoàng. Thì hôm nay mình có một cái chương trình đặc biệt, thì Bùi Hữu Liêm nói phần tiếng Việt trước, rồi sau đó sẽ giới thiệu hai người bạn không có biết tiếng Việt, người bạn người khác không phải người Việt Nam, nói về cái ngành nghề của Bùi Hữu Liêm. Thì hiện nay Bùi Hữu Liêm đang có mặt tại trường đại học UCSD San Diego, là trường hồi xưa Bùi Hữu Liêm học ở đây ra với ngành khác, ngành về kỹ sư điện, mà bây giờ thì cũng là nhân viên của hệ thống đại học California mà của một ngành khác là Cancer Registry. Thì đối với Bùi Hữu Liêm thì đây là một cái second career, một cái nghề thứ nhì rất là tốt, có những cái lợi tức, những cái benefit, chẳng hạn như vấn đề quỹ hưu bổng của cái việc làm họ cho mình sau khi mình làm 5 năm trở đi, rồi mình làm 10 năm với đại học UCSF hay là trong cái hệ thống của University of California đó, thì họ cho mình 50% cái tiền insurance, thêm cái health insurance premium á, đó, chưa kể ví dụ như lúc đó thì mình có Medicare, mình còn có thêm cái tiền này nữa. Rồi trong cái buổi đêm hiện giờ thì là cũng được lựa chọn, mình ở một cái nơi tương đối nhà cửa rẻ, nhưng mà mình lại làm việc được cái nơi nó được trả tiền cao, là cũng không cần đi tới việc làm. Thì đó là cái phần của Bùi Hữu Liêm. Thì bây giờ Bùi Hữu Liêm sẽ nói giới thiệu sơ sơ hai người bạn, rồi Nhã Quyên với anh Nguyên Hoàng sẽ đặt những câu hỏi cho họ bằng tiếng Anh. Okay, so here I have Beverly Ku and Nanita Lennon as my two co-workers at UCSF in the same career in cancer registry. So they will share about their outlook about the job they are doing now. Do they love the job or they hate the job or whatever? And then just like for our audience, for our youngster or next generation of Vietnamese people, if they want to look in for this career or if they want to change in career, just like me, I switched the career after 50 years of age. Okay, so yes, here's at Beverly Q and Nanita Lennon. So I give you for Nhã Quyên and Nguyên Hoàng to ask them.
Hello.
Yes. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Hi, Beverly and Nanita. Please introduce yourself to the audience of 11:60 a.m.
Hi, guys. So I became a cancer tumor registrar in 2013. I was laid off during the financial recession of 2009. I do not have a medical background. I was a social science major, library studies, anthropology. So I accidentally found this career in 2011. I spent about 2 years training in school. I passed an exam in 2013, and I have been steadily employed for the past 10 years in this field. I think this is a great field for people who are details oriented, who enjoy learning, who enjoy change, and who like to just work under the radar. There is not a lot of interaction with the physicians. There's no interaction with patients. Most of my days, I'm just working by myself, which you know, it's not for everyone, but it's for me. So I would say that I'm very happy in this field. And for anyone who's interested in this field, I encourage them to check out my Facebook group. It's called Cancer Tumor Registrars California. It's open to anyone. And the purpose of this group is to help people learn more about this field and to network, to ask questions. And I think that there will be opportunities in this field. All right.
Oh, thank you. Are you Miss Beverly or Nanita?
Beverly. I'm Beverly.
Oh, yeah. So, Miss Beverly, can you tell us exactly the cancer register doing? Is it like a data entry or?
Well, what we do is we analyze medical records to extract information that our standard setters want, and we code that information. So I go to an electronic medical chart. I look for certain information. I put it in the text of our registry database. In California, we use a software called CNext. And then I assign codes based on my text. My text is from the medical record. So, you know, it does sound like as if it's, oh, like you're just doing data entry, you know, but we do have to refer to multiple manuals in order to select the correct code.
So the purpose for entering those codes, so that the doctors, they will look at that, or who will use that information? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
The California Cancer Registry collects our information, and SEER is a federal, it's a national government organization, and these state and national organizations collect our information for cancer surveillance. For the National Cancer Database. So cancer reporting in California is state mandated, and I'm sure in most other states is also state mandated as well. So I don't think our information is used to help physicians make decisions about the cancer treatment of the patient, but our data is used for cancer research.
Oh, okay. That's very important. To qualify for this job, what kind of training exactly we must have, Ms. Beverly?
Okay, so you can, I can tell you how. So if you check out the NCRA website, there are several routes that you can take to become a CTR. So I went to school for 2 years at Santa Barbara City College. It's only $46 a unit, so it's very reasonable. I was in school for about 2 years. I did a practicum at UCSF, and then I passed an exam. Now, Nanita had a slightly different route, and I should let Nanita explain her route.
Before you hand it to Nanita, what class or what the certificate, that what that's one called?
A certified tumor registrar. Yeah.
Yes, CTR.
Oh, a certified tumor registrar.
Okay. So is it the certificate that we should take?
Yeah.
Okay.
The license.
The license, okay.
So right now, you know, a lot of people are working from home. So do you think this job is perfectly to work from home, or we have to be in the office?
Most CTRs now work from home, especially since COVID.
Oh, that would be good too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Liam and Anita, they both work 100% from home.
So in that case, is it possible for someone work like this as a part-time only?
Well, depending on their background and their experience, you can do part-time work. But I tend to think that people who do part-time work are maybe close to retirement age or have done this for a long time. I think when you're just starting out, traditionally you work a full-time job.
Yes, because I think because this, like you said, this is you have to read the information and enter the code. So, and we you can work from home. So I was thinking about some people, they want to make extra money, but they still not sure to switch to this career completely or not. So if they can work part-time and they like it, then they can
I think what they could do is they could contact a central registry as and see if they can work as a non-CTR.
Oh,
and maybe they can see if they'll like it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the best idea, Nanita?
Well, Yatina, before I send it to Nanita, I feel like this job is really, you have to acquire skill and the learning. So it's not like how you get that one. So maybe just like me, I'm going close to your retire. Now I negotiate with my boss either I'm going to retire or in the transition, can I work part-time for 1 or 2 years before I retire or something. But if it's a people just like Bev say that when they just start out their career, they need to begin experience and some other stuff before they can have a bargain with your whatever employer to do a part-time, because you just start out from your training. You like after 2 years, you get certificate of cancer information management. You still need to be practicing in the field for a while before you can, unless that way they say, okay, I accept you with the entry level position in the part-time. Then you can start it. But I'm concerned that you don't, your start out people, they don't have a bargain. You don't have a really strong bargaining with your employer. I want this, I want that, I want to work at home, you know. So I give it to Nanita. She in this career much longer than Bev and me, and she have a very, very extensive previous background, every other thing as well. So I looking at her as a mentor too. Even I had been in this career for 10 years still, a lot of things to learn, a lot of things that I did not know as well. Yeah.
Hi, this is Nanita.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a Filipina, so I came from the Philippines. I'm an MD in my country, in the Philippines. I came here in 1989 and then got married the following year. And then my husband doesn't want me to work. You see, he just wanted me to take care of my children until 1997. So when we both decided it's time for me to start working, and I went to Social Security Department, right? And it's called EDD, the Employment Development Department of Social Security Service. And they over there, they have a lot of information, what type of career you want to go, and things like that. And at the end of the day, they showed me something that caught my eye, which is the CTR, being a CTR. And, you know, so I accepted that. So I got it. I applied Wednesday. Thursday, they called me. The following week, I started working. So, and then now I work with the Central Registry, they call it, which the Region 1-8, which has 9 counties in California. So I worked there for 15 years. And then after 15 years, when my children are a little bit older, I went to UCSF. So I'm now almost 15 years at UCSF as a certified tumor registrar. So when I started, I'm already a senior cancer registrar, because there are certain steps and ladders you have to take before you can reach being a senior registrar. And I love it. And I can travel. I can use my paid time off. And I'm still loving it. I can retire now if I want to, but since I'm 100% remote working, my husband said, don't retire, because I'm having fun. So right now we're here in UC San Diego, in San Diego County of California. And we're going to attend the National Cancer Registrars Association conference. So if you have questions for me, I'm very happy to take that.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Nanita. can you tell us that at the entry level, what people expect to make for a year?
Okay. Expect to make?
Yeah.
Okay, when I started, actually, that was in 1997, I started, they paid me $37 an hour.
Wow, 1997?
Yes, that's in 1997.
And they already paid you $37, that's a lot.
Not not in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. Okay, but still a lot.
Yeah. So in this career, actually, there's a lot of the so-called like agencies, mm-hmm. because there are not a lot of cancer registrars in the United States or even in Canada. So a lot of agencies are really looking for certified tumor registrars. So this career, actually, you can get a job as soon as you're certified.
Oh, okay. If I look for the school, how do I look?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. For me, I did not go to a school here because of my background. They already, it's like, because it seems like I know what I'm doing, and we need, like, okay, there are certain books that we call it the ICDO, which is the International Cancer Database Oncology, and it's called ICDO, right? And there is codes in there that's reportable to the state of California. There are histology codes in there that's reportable to the federal government and to the CDC, the Center of Disease Control, so, and WHO, the World Health Organization. So all those things we need to collect, and because it's mandated by the state of California that all doctors, clinics, hospitals, centers, they need to report that. Otherwise, they will be fined. So it's mandated. That's why in this field, because there's not a lot of us, the tumor registrars, mm-hmm. it's very, very in demand.
I just jump in a little bit. You know, in the Texas, they have a college here online as well in Houston. So you should go that one better than us in Santa Barbara City College because of your non-resident or out-state or something. So the school in Houston that I talked with your director there, so your people in Texas, they can, you know, just enroll in that program. So you just search in cancer information management or something in the education in Texas. Then the people who live in Texas can go to that school and it's still online courses. Then you finish that one and you get your license, then you can work in Texas. Well, if you want more money, then after a while you apply for those hospital in California, they pay more, and then you do the remote. I assume living in Texas is still, you know, better living cost compared with California. So you get higher pay with affordable living in Texas. But they have a school. I know the school. You know, it's something I can provide, and then if audience come to ask questions, then they know how to do it. But it's online, so that means you don't need to move to Houston to study, yeah.
So is it your job is like coding? Just for example, you look at someone's history, and this person is smoking, and
right,
so you put
right.
a code like 34. So this person have a family history of smoking, so you put the code like 1134, something like that. Is that the job look like that?
No, different.
It's different?
It's
okay.
Different. Yeah, there's such a thing as like clinical coders or medical coders. For us, it's a different type of coding because we have to follow certain rules and regulations from the state of California, from the federal government, for the NCCN guidelines. We have so many rules to follow before, and there are certain codes that's not the same as the medical coders or clinical coders, or the hospital coders. It's different.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm saying, like, your job doing the, like, coding, follow whatever the guidelines you can have, but it's the coding in order to enter the system to analyze what's going on with why this person have, like, that kind of cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer.
No, yeah, it's not why. Mm-hmm. It's basically the patient is already diagnosed with, say, for example, breast cancer, okay?
Uh-huh.
So in breast cancer, so they call it pathology reports, okay? So now the pathology report, they have to identify what type of breast cancer. So what is the histology? What is the stage of the breast cancer? And then on that histology and the stage, there are certain guidelines of treatment. that they have to give the patient. And those are the things we collect. And those are the things we need to code. So we use, like, for the TNM, the tumor, nodules, and metastasis, that's called TNM. And it, we use the AJCC manual. So the American Joint Commission, College Commission. So that's AJCC manual. And then for the histology and morphology, and we have this for breast, say, for example, breast is C50, okay? And then there are certain subsites. So if it's like upper lobe, lower lobe, central, things like that. So it's all different. And then we use that for ICD-03 book. Mm-hmm. And then the histology we have to use, we have to follow certain rules which is set by WHO.
But is it hard? Is it is this job hard to for coding and all of that?
Yes,
it's hard.
So it's all part of our yes. That's our work actually.
Yeah, I used to work for Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Washington, and we entered the code for some other people that will do the research based on the information we collect.
Correct.
From the,
yes,
the patient and recording. But actually at that time when I work in there, I don't have a certificate yet. It happened that you got a job.
Yeah, since you already worked there, like I think you can follow now a certain route wherein you can now be probably, you call the NCRA website, check the NCRA website.
MCR website?
And the National Cancer Registrars Association. In Nancy, C as in cat.
Okay.
Then R as in Robert. And then A as in apple.
Okay.
Yeah, NCRA. And then over there, you can, they have certain routes to follow.
I think that if you get a 1,000 hours of working in my memory, then you take in your courses, anatomy and physiology, then you can take the test.
Oh, really?
I think that's around.
If I already have those class, can I use it?
Yeah. Your NCRA, that's the one to evaluate you and see that if you qualify, then yes, they allow you to take a test and then you become CDR. But that only NCI, National Cancer Registry Association. But when you search the website, be careful, because there's some other other organization, they had named NCI as well. So it's something different. So you have to be Cancer Registry Association. Otherwise, some other thing, like maybe something like law or something, court report, you know, so that is different. So, but they want to evaluate, and then you just like, okay, I working with that that research place, how many hours or something. They may come back to asking your boss about what kind of job you're doing there. If they don't believe you, then you're asking, you know, just your supervisor, your former about those other things. After that, they evaluate. Then with your two courses, then they can allow you to take a test. But if don't, then you ask, they will suggest in how many courses you are taking, you know. So they are only one, nobody else. One thing before,
okay,
it's in Houston, in Texas, they have a college named San Jacinto. How do you spell it?
Jacinto? San Jacinto College, they have an online cancer data management program. I think this was the college you were talking
about. San Jacinto College.
The college that they were talking about in Houston, it's called San Jacinto College. Like San, S-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Jacinto is J-A-C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
I-N as in Nancy.
Uh-huh.
C as in Tom.
Uh-huh.
O. San Jacinto
College. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's in Houston, Texas.
Oh, hopefully online. They have it online.
And it's an online program.
Online program. Great.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Beverly and Anita, being here with us today. Do you have any words to say before we end the conversation today?
So I think it's about your time that we stop, right? So we are willing to become a mentor to help your people who enter in your field here. Any question, just like Beth, she have the Facebook name, California Cancer Registry.
Yeah.
No, cancer.
Right,
Cancer Tumor Registrar, and Owen Patterson said California, it closed. But it doesn't mean like people have to live in California. But because Beth, she work and live in California, so that we have a lot of resource to asking people. I mean, to share with people then how you start your program. It depends on where you live or something. We have a collective of people who know the stuff to share with the people who want to enter in the field.
Dạ vâng, dạ cảm ơn anh Bùi Liêm rất là nhiều đã mời hai vị khách đến đây trong chương trình ngày hôm nay. Cô Beverly và cô Nanita cũng gửi đến quý thính giả của Radio Sài Gòn Dallas 1160 AM một cái ngành nghề. Có lẽ một cái ngành nghề này cũng không có nhiều người biết đến, nhưng mà là high demand, tức là cần nếu mà quý vị có con em hoặc là chính chúng ta muốn không biết là chúng ta nên làm cái nghề gì, thì đây cũng là một trong những cái ngành mà thứ nhất nhiều khi chúng ta cũng có thể làm tại cái computer của mình thôi, không có phải là mặt với nhiều người nếu mà mình không có thích phải nói chuyện với người này người kia, và đây là cái job có thể nhiều khi làm tại nhà. Cảm ơn anh Liêm một lần nữa và cảm ơn hai người bạn của anh, và hẹn gặp anh chương trình này vào kỳ sau.
Ok, cảm ơn Nhã Quyên, Nguyên Hoàng và quý khán thính giả. Yeah.